10 a.m. to 11 a.m. this Friday, rain or shine, at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply, 2611 West Highway 50 in Emporia.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at Hostess Brands LLC. Interested candidates will be interviewed for full-time positions between the hours of 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Mondays and Fridays. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Questions? Please contact A. Hines at HostessBrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you are with us on this Wednesday morning. It is 8:47, as we say good morning to our good friend Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well after that storm last night. That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was something.
Hot and heavy for a couple of minutes, huh?
Not that I was asleep because the fireworks were still going off. Man, the wind came up and the lightning, it was pretty exciting.
It was exciting. You didn't have to do any bailing down in the basement of the History Center, did you?
Knock on wood, Chuck, but no, we are dry here. So that,
all right.
That's a good thing.
All right, so back at it after the 4th of July holiday. And you hit the ground running here with Emporia First Friday, and you will be involved, I understand, Greg.
We will be involved. So this coming Friday, July 7th at 6 o'clock here at the History Center, the Emporia Flute Choir will be performing one of two performances. The second one will be in November. But the Flute Choir, they do an excellent job. It's a really great sound, and we always have fun with them. So they will be here this Friday at 6 o'clock at the History Center.
That sounds like a lot of fun. That sounds like something a little bit new here for the History Center.
They have been here before, but yes, it's the kind of thing we want to keep encouraging is music events and cultural events. So that they certainly fit the bill there, and they have what I understand to be one of the only baritone flutes in the world. It's
what?
A really unusual. Yeah, it's a really unusual looking device.
I'm gonna have
and
to see this.
Really goes low. It's actually pretty cool. So.
A low-sounding flute, baritone.
A baritone flute.
Wow.
Huh.
All right, yeah, that's worth the price of admission right there.
I think so.
And there is no price of admission.
Yeah. And there is no admission, so now you really need to come by.
Going to have to do that. Lyon County History Center, Emporia Flute Choir, two performances coming up starting at First Friday at 6 p.m. at the History Center. Well, I know Chuck touched on this on our Talk of Emporia earlier this week, but you have quite a collaboration, Greg, going on here next week, don't you?
We do. As you know, there's a lot of Welsh folk that settled in this part of the world, so there's a big collection of those people. And the Arvonia Historic Preservation Society, which obviously is in Arvonia, us, the Lyon County History Center, and the Great Plains Welsh Heritage Project, which is in Wymore, Nebraska, and the St. David Society of Kansas, we are all hosting Welsh author Sarah Woodbury, and that's on Tuesday, July 11th, from 5:30 to 8:30 here at the History Center. It's a full evening event, so there's a happy hour with the author, which begins at 5:30. Advanced ticket reservations of $25 per person include reserve seating, a Welsh appetizer menu, and a Red Dragon signature cocktail. So if you're interested in all that, you can get advanced tickets at www.eventbrite.com/e/640-8167-69207. If you want more information on that, just give us a call here at the History Center or look at our website. But we'll make sure you get connected with the right people. This should be a really fun event. She's a really good author, and like I said, there's a large Welsh contingent in this area, so it's a good event for everyone, and not just the Welsh folk.
Is a Red Dragon a Welsh drink? Do you know?
Well, the Red Dragon is the symbol for Wales, like the eagle is for the United States. The Red Dragon is the signature animal for Wales.
Okay.
Well, way to bring it. That is a great piece of information right there.
We'll also, yes, thank you. We'll also be having a silent auction and prize drawing and that sort of thing. It's a full evening event. And so, again, if you want some more information on that, you can contact us here at the History Center, 620-340-6310. Or you can call Michelle Cooper at 620-340-2749. Michelle is the local coordinator for this entire event. So give her a call and she'll get you straight.
Outstanding. Well, it seems like you're going to go from historical side of things to something decidedly spooky later this month, too.
We are doing the Flint Hills Paranormal. That is presented by the Flint Hills Paranormal Group, Flint Hills Spirit Fair. And that's we did some research on that and found that in the late 1800s, early 1900s, there were several events in Emporia like that. So we are just following up on that historic precedent where people will have the opportunity to meet psychics, card readers, numerologists, and then we're going to have lots of vendors, people that sell Native American art, jewelry, rocks, crystals, and crafts, and then there'll be speakers on various topics as well. This event is free, but some of the vendors may charge a fee for their particular services. So that's another event that we're doing bring in culture and history at the same time. Like I said, there were many, many events like this back in the day, so we're just revisiting that.
Flint Hills Paranormal Spirit Fair, Saturday,
yes.
July 15th at 10, going until 5 at the Lyon County History Center. That's a big day right there.
It's a big day for us. Yeah, full day, yes, exactly.
All right. Well, Greg, I always ask about vintage baseball and kind of how things are setting up there. So what's the latest on the vintage baseball, the Emporia 9?
The Emporia 9, this is the best team we've ever had. We are 3-0 or 4-0, I can't remember which. We've got new uniforms, new name, new attitude.
New attitude.
And so we are playing quite well. We got a bunch of young guys, and obviously that helps
that
a lot.
That does help.
Because the old guys were holding us back. Me included. So a bunch of young guys, a lot of enthusiasm, and a really good team. And Angela Anderson, who's also on our board, is the captain of that, the coach of that team, does a wonderful job with all that. So, yeah, and we have several more games to go. I'll keep you all posted on that as we get closer to the other games. But it's a lot of fun. It's 1860s rules baseball, and there are some differences. So if you're interested, come down. The next game we have at the Howe House is sometime in August, and I'll let you all know when exactly that's going to be.
That's a long all-star break you have going on here.
It's a bit of a break, but we're playing some out-of-town games. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So you'll travel.
So we are doing a little travel, and, get everybody on the bus, and off we go.
Barnstorming.
So, yeah.
Barnstorming.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that, the record's unblemished. That's an undefeated squad right there.
Well, like I said, young guys, new uniforms. I think the uniforms is what get them there. They're very, very cool uniforms. And young guys. I mean, that's the key right there, young guys.
Yeah, and the older guys hearing, you are on the bench, okay? All right.
Well, not even on the bench. They're out in the crowd now.
Get out of the dugout.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny.
Stay away from the Gatorade. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, you guys are going to have to go.
So what about an exhibit you have ongoing at the History Center, Greg?
So we have an exhibit on this Hispanic community, La Colonia. That's on the first floor. That will be up all through the summer. And then in our front window, we have a collection of work by Dion Morrow. And then he's going to have some more events here at the History Center later on this summer. Again, I will keep you all apprised of that. Really a wonderful young man and a really talented artist. So we're going to promote him as best we can. But really good stuff. Come by the History Center at 711 Commercial. Check out our front window.
Indeed, dude. Greg, thanks. Great job as always. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Greg Jordan, Director, Lyon County History Center, is biweekly update here. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:56.
Take advantage of blowout savings on in-stock mattresses at Geon's Showcase. Now through July